So in this video, I would just like to take a few moments to explain the difference between monologue and dialogue, because whilst this may seem overly simplistic for some people, I can guarantee you that some people don't get this at all right? And whilst you might understand it, there's a very good chance that all the clients that come your way for life coaching aren't going to get this in any way whatsoever. So if you understand this, then it's going to enable you to communicate standards and expectations for how it is that you're needing other people to communicate and interact with you in the context of an effective life coaching relationship. So, if I was to paint the picture of monologue, all right? Now, if I was just to be monologuing you right now, I would just be standing here reading off a teleprompter or a script, regurgitating some information at you. It's quite unrelational. I'm not really interested in whether you understand the information or not. I just want to get the information across to you that you can then go on to do what you will with it. And believe it or not, that's actually how most online courses these days are delivered, through people just getting involved and giving some monologue. All right, if you don't trust me, check out Udemy. All right, there are many courses on Udemy, not all of them, there's some very good courses, some very, very good ones. But when it comes to personal development, people who especially deliver courses on life coaching or some of these other topics, literally hide behind a screen, read out of a textbook, and just regurgitate information. All right, there's some absolutely brutal courses out there, but if you don't believe me, check it out and have a look for yourself. And what I'm saying here is this is a difference between monologue and dialogue. If you're still with me, you're still partaking in this course on this online training experience, then you might feel at points like I've kind of been in the room with you. And what I am doing here as I'm communicating, I appreciate that I'm in front of a camera right now whilst talking, and you're experiencing me in front of your screen, which might be a TV screen or a computer screen or an iPod or an iPad or an iPhone or something like that. But I'm not just talking at you, which is what monologue is. I'm not just talking at you information whilst you're scribbling down notes. I'm communicating in a way that I'm assuming you're here in the room with me. Inside of my mind's eye, I'm picturing you sitting there, observing, watching, studying, listening, reflecting. So I understand that what I say and how I say what I say is going to determine whether you remain engaged in what I'm saying or whether you don't. Hence the reason, at times, I will ask questions. It's like I'm involving you in the conversation, in the dialogue, in this communication that we're having. I do my very, very best when teaching online courses like this to communicate in a dialogue fashion. I'm not just regurgitating information, teaching you knowledge, but I'm involving you in a conversation with me through a dialogue where I'll say some stuff, but at times I might also offer you some silence to reflect on perhaps an important point that I've just made. But then sometimes I'm just going to go on a real rant, on a passion-filled rant, like what I've done throughout the core values section, which is slightly different. But bearing in mind, the very nature of this communication is different from one that you'd be having with a client or a co-worker or a colleague or something like that. So, monologue and dialogue. Monologue is where one person is just solely focused on being heard. They're just saying what they want to say, and their main goal in the communication is to be heard and acknowledged. But dialogue is always going to be based and built upon respect, mutual respect, where two people respect each other, where they're not tiptoeing on eggshells, but they're just fully aware of the other person who's involved in the interaction. They're appreciating difference, if you like. They're appreciating that all people have different metaprogramming going on inside. People have different minds, they're in different places in life, they have different preferences, and they have different priorities. Some people are naturally more introverted, some people are naturally more extroverted. And through appreciating all of this, dialogue is, well, Yeah, I am communicating quite a bit right now. And for those that know me well, know that I sometimes I'm known to talk quite a lot. But what I've learned to do through years of extensive dialogue is whilst I'm talking, I'm also listening. I'm also seeing, I'm also observing, I'm also paying full undivided attention to other people who are involved in the conversation. Because if I say something, especially in a group context, if I was doing a workshop or a coaching event or something like that, which if you're going down the road of life coaching, you may very well go on to do at some point in the future too. It's important that you're paying attention to everyone in the room. If you're just too busy talking at them, then what you're not leaving any opportunity for is people to ask questions. What do you mean by that? Which is the difference between monologue and dialogue. What do you mean by that is the one question that if you're monologuing, you're never going to give anyone else the opportunity or the silence or the space or the time to ask, which means that you're never going to know whether all of the information that you're presenting to them is falling on deaf ears or whether it's being interpreted and fundamentally accepted. So, life coaching isn't about teaching, it's not about advice giving, it's not about being silent all of the time, but it's about integrating appropriate silence at relevant times. If you're communicating principles or ideas or frameworks that are relevant to the presenting problems that they've offered to you, which you've acknowledged through reflecting back and paraphrasing, whilst giving them enough silence and space and time to ask you questions, what do you mean by that, if there's anything that you've said that doesn't make complete sense. Are you with me? Are you catching what I'm cooking? Cool, because this is the difference between monologue and dialogue. Monologue's kind of like a one-way street, where the individual is just looking to be heard. And bear in mind, there will be some clients that will come your way who will just monologue you to death. And it's important that if you do find clients like this, again, where I find the hands up, I come in peace approach. Whoa, sorry, can I just ask a few questions here? You're throwing a lot of information my way. I picked up a few moments ago, you mentioned this. Could we just focus on that for now so I can understand what you mean by that? That one question, write those six words down if you haven't already. What do you mean by that? Because this is what's going to help you to effectively engage in an active and a fruitful dialogue with pretty much anyone. So I hope this makes sense. Dialogue is the two-way street where two people are kind of like dancing with each other. Not so much dancing, but the bouncing and reflecting off each other, where monologue's just one person coming at you, coming at you, coming at you. So don't do monologue, do dialogue, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video. Your homework is, now incidentally, to get yourself to Starbucks, because I think we're on around about 7 or 8 hours worth of content up until now. I'm going to go for a Starbucks before I see you in the next video, and I'm going to strongly encourage you to go for a Starbucks too, or a Costa's, or a Cafe Nero's, or whatever your preference is, and practice everything that we've discussed throughout this section with a complete stranger. This is your homework exercise, and the reason why this is totally relevant is because all the clients that eventually come to you for life coaching, you're most likely not going to know from Adam. So get used to initiating meaningful dialogue, conversations, offering silence, reflecting back, paraphrasing to complete strangers. I promise you, you can't hurt anyone, you can't break anyone, and you can't get this stuff wrong. If anything, it's just going to help you to fine-tune your skills, your communication skills, and also your relationship skills in view of moving forward, building far healthier, stronger, and far more rewarding relationships. So I hope this makes sense. I'm going for a Starbucks, so are you, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.